Some people say this is the most expensive road in the world.
Russia's Black Sea resort of Sochi has been transformed, and the Olympic athletes aren't the only ones moving in.
Russian mafia will be there, but it certainly won't be looking to have shootouts with rivals.
Depending on who you believe, it's either a triumph of corruption or a triumph over corruption.
Putin has decided to get control over the system, but the system remains.
Join me, Robin Lustig, for The Road to Sochi.
Well, this is what Sochi used to be known for. This is one of the vast old sanatoriums built by Stalin in the 1930s, a sort of palace of the people for the workers of the old Soviet Union, built on a vast scale. It's a bit like a sort of Soviet-era Versailles, huge classical columns on all sides, and I'm looking down a flight of stone steps towards a fountain with a sort of fake marble statue in the middle of it, nude nymphs disporting themselves, one with a bunch of grapes in her hand, one waving a tambourine, and then beyond the fountain, the Black Sea, looking down over the vast expanse of water, almost like a sort of Mediterranean holiday resort.
It's difficult to find on the map a sport without snow and ice at all, but Putin did, and decided to organize the Winter Olympic Games. No discussion at all. This is his personal project, and this is his personal choice.
Boris Nemtsov was Russia's deputy prime minister under Boris Yeltsin in the 1990s. Now he's one of the country's most outspoken opposition leaders, a ferocious critic of President Putin. He says more than half of the Games' $51 billion cost has disappeared in bribes, kickbacks and fraud.
This is a festival of corruption and police special operation. Just his friends are involved in construction and preparation. No public control at all because of censorship on Olympic Games on TV. No even one discussion on TV about what's happened. Even one. Just propaganda machine works and just advertisement. That's it.
You talk a lot about corruption. You've made a lot of very serious allegations about corruption surrounding the Sochi Olympics. What hard evidence do you have?
I compare a cost in Sochi, in Vancouver, in Beijing, Salt Lake City, in Nagano, Sarajevo, etc. Putin used immigrants and paid them zero, very limited money. But if you look at the cost for the main stadium looks four times higher than average in other Olympic capitals. Cost for ski jump is 10 times higher than average in Olympics games. Hockey stadium looks three times higher. And I calculated all of that. Finally, I recognized that cost becomes higher on more than $30 billion.
According to official figures from the Russian Ministry of Regional Development, the Sochi Games will end up costing something like seven times as much as the last Winter Olympics in Canada 4 years ago. They're even more expensive than the Beijing Summer Olympics of 2008. The Russian organisation that's in charge of the Games, Olimstroy, denies that there's been massive corruption. It says the money's been spent on extensive infrastructure development and on changes to venue specifications that were demanded by the IOC and others. Valery Morozov is a construction tycoon, wealthy, successful. He knows better than most how to get things done in Russia.
The whole system works increasing the costs. Sometimes the work have been done which was not required, but it had been done because somebody interested in getting money for this, because they have some materials or they have opportunities. So this is the whole thing.
Morozov was working on a government project in Sochi even before Russia won its Olympics bid. But after the announcement, he says a senior Kremlin official demanded a huge increase in the kickbacks to be paid to him. Morozov reported him to the state prosecutor, and he agreed to video the handing over of the cash. Because of what happened next, he's now living in exile in Britain. And most unusually, he has decided to go public with his story.
11th of June 2009... I've given him the money in the restaurant.
Cash?
Cash. It was...
In a bag?
In the bag. It was in the presence of officers who were to arrest him after this.
And how much cash was in the bag?
No, at that last time was 4 million rubles and 5,000 euro, because we decided that it should be discussion, euro, rubles and all those things.
Still a lot of money.
Of course, it was my personal money.
And where is that money now?
He's gone with that with the money. They've not arrested him. And in January 2012, I received a telephone call and I was told that there is an order for assassination in with the criminals in Sochi.
You received information that if you were to return to Russia, your life would be in danger because somebody at very senior level wanted you out of the way.
Yes, here it is safer. Let us put it like this.
President Putin insists that he is cracking down hard on corruption, and it is true that heads have rolled with impressive regularity at the state holding company Olimstroy. Several officials have been charged with corruption, but for some reason, not one case has actually gone to trial. The man at the centre of the Morozov case was suspended, but again, so far, no trial.